It's Nick Mesnier with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-0 victory over Ballytown. Andy, an inspired substitution there to bring Conor Harwood on to get the winner in the 89th minute.
Yeah, listen, delighted for the boy, but more pleased for the result. These games against Bala are always the same, do you know, whether we're there or not. You know, I've never played against a Bala team in my 6 years in the league where they haven't turned up. They're always at it. They're always competitive. They're always trying to find a way to win. They're always strong men, you know, and they're the same tonight, you know, and it's always battles all over the pitch against us, and we kind of nullify each other very much in games. And you know, we had some good chances in the first half, which were half chances, but never really asked the question. The keeper pulled off a couple of comfy saves. They've had a good chance at the end of the first half, but you know, John, with respect, John's not made one save in the game, and that's against a very good team. That comes down to our shape, our structure, our organisation. Clean sheet is absolutely key. We get a clean sheet at Barry, we win the game. So again, you know, for me, that's the most important thing about tonight, is that clean sheet, because I always feel we've got a goal in us. I thought it was three or four tonight that looked a little tired. You know, not off their game. It's so hard to pick yourself up and keep going. You know, you've got the euphoria of the Iron Brew. Got a huge game on television on Saturday at Barry. And then the boys have got to go again tonight. And I think they've had one game in a month. Mm-hmm. And I just thought maybe at periods in the first half, just on the first step, they were just on the first step, a little bit sharper than us to the first ball. And listen, I can't knock the lads for that, you know. They've just got to pick themselves up and go again. You know, you're looking and you're thinking, if you can take Declan Poole on, if you can take Ryan Wignall on, you're going to cause them, rather than a stifling or a putting a fire out, you might be able to create a fire and start something. Mm. We're lacking that a little bit at the minute. But Connor's trained so hard for the last month since he came back. He did ever so well away when he was out on loan, and a lot of clubs asked about him. We took him back in, and he's trained so well, and he's quick. He's very brave, and he's very strong, you know. And I just had a feeling, you keep looking at the bench and you keep looking and thinking, you know, do I change the shape or do I change the personnel? And, you know, Bax had probably one of his quieter games. Yes, he looked a threat at times, but, you know, all in all, probably, you know, Bax would probably need a rest maybe, because he's been such a influential player over the last maybe couple of months, that he'll just to step out for a game and freshen him up again. So, you know, the little rest that Bax had will be good for him, ready again for Friday night. And delighted for Connor, like I say. And it's about finding a way to win, you know, when we still have personnel out that are not available. And, you know, I think maybe it's 2 months now since we lost two key players in Ryan Wignall and Declan Poole, who for me were in the team of the first phase. Up to Christmas, you know, there's a starting 11, them two should be in it. That's how good I thought they were. And to lose them for 2 months, two key players. You take two key players out of any team in this league. You know, you took Hudson out for a month at TNS and the wheels fell off. You know, individual players can be so effective, and you know, they'll be back in the next couple of weeks. And it's about just keep asking questions, you know, keep asking questions and keep finding a way to win.
Back top of the league tonight. Sir Alex Ferguson, potentially at this time of the season, would maybe start some of the mind games. Is that something you're expecting, or are you going to carry out yourself?
Nick, I'll be honest. I've got that many voices in my own head that, you know, I don't want to. I've got no time to try and get in anybody else's head. I've got to try and control these voices in my head, you know. And I say that lightheartedly, you know, but no. Listen, we've got to focus on what we do. We must remain humble. We must remain honest and courageous like the boys are doing. You know, there are no average Joes in this league. There are very good managers and very good teams, you know, so we'll respect the league. We'll respect every team we come up against. And as long as we can keep our noses in front and keep asking the questions and ask questions that haven't been asked before, that's the key. Good managers, good players, they want to be asked questions. So if we can ask the question, let's see if they've got the answers.
Finally, just a quick mention, George Horan made his 400th Welsh Premier League appearance tonight. Just how massive has he been for you as the skipper?
Yeah, he's been fantastic from day one. You know, I've got a list of people, players, and they're always welcome. You know, there's a group that are welcome on Sunday for one of my wife's very special Sunday roasts. But there's a select group that are welcome on Christmas Day because we have an unbelievable Christmas meal. And George has entered into that group of players that can come along and knock on my door Christmas Day. So he's definitely in there.